Hello, amazing people. It is Izzy. It is I. Welcome to my podcast. I post every Monday at 8 p.m. and I am so happy that you're here. Okay, so first things first, I'm not gonna pretend like I basically didn't just ghost y'all for about a month or so, because I did, and that was, I want to apologize to you guys sincerely for my inconsistency. I know a lot of you guys were very excited to hear my second episode, and here it is for all you lovely people who have been waiting, and I want to apologize for my inconsistency. So I'm not going to sit here and try to act as if I have a good excuse for it, because I don't. Honestly, mental health, it was my mental health. I needed to take a step back, and you know, I hope you guys can understand, but if you can't, I understand, you know what I mean? I just personally feel as if when my mental health starts to decrease is when my self-care needs to increase. And I just felt as if I started, you know, taking, you know, instead of growing, I was stepping more, you know, backwards. And I think I had put too much pressure on myself with figuring out work and my podcast, and at the time, like, school and everything, and it was just really starting to become a lot. So but I'm back now, and I want to thank you guys for y'all's patience, and I promise to do better with my consistency. Like I said, that was not cool of me, and I sincerely apologize. And if you're back for more, thank you so much. Like I said at the beginning, I'm so happy that you're here, especially since today's episode is about letting go. Okay. Ooh, letting go. That is such a sensitive topic for me. Such a like risky topic for me. Especially since it took me so long, y'all, to understand the concept of letting go. Like I said in my first podcast, it was a lesson I had to learn over and over and over and over again, because I was refusing to see the beauty in it. And I feel like a lot of us do that, okay? When really the beauty in it is growth, which is something we should all want for ourselves. We just like to latch onto people and emotions that aren't good for us. And I remember when I first encountered the feeling and the action of letting go, and I grabbed my journal. I was like 17 years old. I grabbed my journal and pencil and I just went ballistic. I wrote for hours and hours about the pain and anger that I was holding on to for years, y'all. When I say years, I mean years. Childhood trauma, you know, fifth grade emotions that I felt then, I was holding on to so much. And I think what the problem was is I was never acknowledging my emotions and the pain and fully like understanding what it was. And that's what the big problem was. You know what I mean? That's what the big problem was and still is. I never confront the emotion to be able to let it go, you know? And to be able to let go of things, you really have to acknowledge them. And I think that's the very first step. I started making it a habit to ignore my emotions or my problems, and I started avoiding them so much that I became numb, and it created this big ass blockage to my growth, okay? And I know other people can relate to this. I know other people have done the same exact thing, okay? And it's hard. It's hard to, especially since I'm someone, like I said, that struggles with expressing my emotions and acknowledging them, and even really analyzing the things that people have done to me or what I have done to others, and forgiving myself of that guilt and forgiving myself of that pain and all those things. Like, it's really hard. And I even went on Google I wanted to see how other people may perceive the idea of letting go, or what their point of view on it was. And the first definition that I wanted to share with y'all that I saw was, it says, letting go is the process of freeing yourself from obsessing thoughts and unhappy feelings. Okay. Wow. Freeing. Can we see? Do we hear how it says freeing? When you let go, okay, when I learn to let go, when you learn to let go, when they learn to let go, that is our first step to our freedom. And by freedom, to me, that means free of the darkness, free of the negative emotions, the negative thoughts, this pain that is literally shackling me down to the ground and keeping me from being the best version of myself. It literally says on Google, it's the action of being free. And it's just so weird to me, and it's so strange to me that us as humans, we want that for ourselves, but we don't want to take the steps to get there. I eventually started getting tired of sitting in those emotions and sitting in that hate. I got so fucking tired of it. So I eventually got up and I started doing something about it. I started doing shadow work. And my thing is, find something that can help you express your emotions, whether that means to, you know, contact a friend or call someone or text someone or write your emotions or go to a fucking pond and sit by yourself and really reflect. Whatever that means for you, do it. I wasted so much time holding on to those things and that pain, and I regret not being kind to my emotions and neglecting them all the fucking time. Now that I'm older, I'm realizing it's an essential part of my life to be kind and patient with myself. I mean, still to this day, I struggle with letting go, and I'm still in a part of my life where I'm trying to process some of the things that have occurred in my life. And I sometimes think about, if I would have done that, you know, earlier or younger, I wouldn't be in so much pain still to this day. I mean, I've accepted a lot of things that have happened in my life, but sometimes you just really need to break down certain situations, because people can go through traumatizing things, and you really need to acknowledge the traumatizing things that have happened to you, and go through the emotions that you felt during that time, and why did you feel that way, why did it affect you like that, you know, and how can I grow from this. And it's hard for me to find the good and the traumatizing things that I've been through, but at the end of the day, I know that everything happens for a reason, and all these things that I have been through have built me into the person that I am today, and I wouldn't be the same person, okay, if it weren't for the trauma that I've encountered. And I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for, you know, how eye-opening things have been for me, and how different parts of my personality have been revealed through some of my trauma, you know. So at the end of the day, I am grateful and I am thankful, you know, for some of the things that I have been through. Some of them have been great lessons, okay? And this is what it means to let go. This is what it means to end up somehow finding the good in it, okay? I'm gonna tell you, that's the best thing you can do for yourself. That's the best thing that I do for myself, is trying to find the good no matter what. I think the most important things to do when facing letting go is genuinely pouring into yourself and having a positive party, which sounds crazy, but I like to replace the negative thoughts with happy ones, and I'm currently trying to learn to let go without expecting closure or an apology. And instead of looking outwardly, I'm trying to look more internally, which I struggle with because I tend to question a lot how someone could do me the way that they've done me, or why something happened to me, and I always want some kind of explanation. But I'm learning that I shouldn't expect that from others, because some people don't have the wanting to own up to their mistakes, and they won't give me a full-blown apology, and I shouldn't expect that. I've learned to let go and accept the situation for what it is and move on. Because I understand that holding on to that anger and that pain is only hurting me in the end. So for my sake, I choose to forgive and hope that one day that person will reflect and better themselves just like I did. I mean, I can only stay angry at people for so long, because I like to think everyone is doing the best they can just like me. And I know we've all been through some type of pain, and like I've said many, many times, hurt people tend to hurt other people. But at the same time, I had to learn that there's a difference between forgiving and enabling. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting what they did to you. Letting go generally means to forgive them. Don't invalidate what that person put you through. If anything, remember what they did to you and the pain that they caused you, and create boundaries and learn from them and the situation. When I was younger, I would plot revenge and think about ways I could hurt others the way that they have hurt me. And growth is realizing and understanding that all of that is unnecessary. Okay? All of that is unnecessary. The only thing necessary is to forgive them, whether they apologize, whether you actually get closure or not, forgive them and let go. You deserve that, okay? Letting go is one of the greatest things I have ever done for myself. And I constantly felt so trapped in sadness and regret. And I'm happy to be able to sit here and say that. I hold no resentment or hate towards anyone in my heart, and not even myself. I made it a choice to stop thinking about the what ifs, the whys, and I took out the word hate from my vocabulary. For me, I started realizing that it all came down to perception, and I used to get so angry and frustrated with myself because I struggled for so long with letting go. And I think one thing we all need to do is normalize the fact that it's not easy to move on, okay? People will always casually just say, okay, just move on. But it's so much easier said than done, and I'm the type of person that gets attached to people and emotions and memories, and that's okay, all right? For many years, I had so much hate towards my biological mother for leaving me the way that she did, okay? I felt like it wasn't fair, and I was so angry for the abuse and the neglect that she put me and my siblings through, and I really had to learn to let go. And I'm finally taking the steps to forgive her and my past. One thing I'm gonna tell y'all is letting go isn't always consistent. It's almost like a roller coaster, okay? One day you feel fine and feel as if you finally moved on, and the next day flashbacks and memories are flooding in and all you can do is cry, but that's okay too. No one said letting go is easy and healing doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes you have to allow those tears to run like a waterfall. Genuinely feel those emotions and be patient with yourself. I've had many nights where I've cried myself to sleep, many moments where the pain just felt unbearable, as if my heart has torn into a million pieces, but every time I made sure to be the one to put those pieces back together. So aside from talking about letting go of childhood trauma and, you know, depression and all that self-guilt, you know, that internal stuff, I also want to talk about letting go of a person, which for me is even harder personally. In my first relationship, it took me 2 years to fully heal from it. It took me 2 years, okay? It took me 2 years to let go of the idea of what I thought we could have been. And in those 2 years, people were constantly telling me, just let go, move on, you could do better. But I couldn't get myself to let go of someone that I was holding on to for so long. Holding on to so tight, I couldn't do it. I felt wrong for moving on. I felt like I was leaving him behind. I constantly reassure myself that I was doing the right thing, okay? I was in so much pain and I didn't want to feel that heartache anymore. But as time went on, I started realizing that the person I loved so much didn't even exist anymore. I was holding on to something that wasn't even real. So I finally made the decision to love him from a distance, which was so hard for me, okay? I like to pour my love into the people that I love. I love very hard, and it was so hard for me to process that somebody didn't want my love. And I've always been very fearful of rejection, and I think this triggered a lot of my childhood trauma for me, the feeling of not being wanted, and it brought out a side of me that I never want to see again. I was so broken and lost, but I'm very proud of myself for removing myself from that situation and making the decision to pour into myself, because now I look back and I'm like, wow. It's just so crazy and almost funny to me, and it's kind of beautiful in a way, you know, that I've grown so much from that. And at the time, it felt so it felt like the end of the world. It felt like my heart had collapsed. Like I remember telling everyone, like, I'm never ever falling in love again. I never want to feel this pain again. I never want to endure this. I never want to, like, I just remember telling people over and over and over again. I stayed away from relationships for about 2 years. 2 years. I couldn't even entertain the idea of that, the idea of giving my all to someone again just to be rejected in the end. It was very, very hard to heal from that. That's the beauty in growth and letting go, is that while you're, you know, while you're going through all of this right now, and it feels everything, you know, I don't know what everyone's going through, okay? And I don't know the severity of what everyone is going through. But what I can sit here and say is, I promise you, in the end, it will be okay. And I know everyone hates hearing that shit, because I do too, okay? When somebody tells me that and I'm going through a really hard time, it really makes my skin crawl. But it's so true. It's so true. We're gonna be okay in the end. I'm sitting here laughing about something that had me in the bathroom throwing up like about 2-3 years ago. You know what I mean? That's growth. That's growth. That's the beauty in it. And I promise you, if I can do it, you can do it too. I promise you, okay? Like I said, I'm a person that holds on to things. I'm a person who can't get over my past. And honestly, it's hard. It's hard. And if you're going through it right now, just know that you're not alone, okay? We're definitely doing this together. You know, some days are better than others, but one of the most beautiful things I received through letting go is being okay with myself and being okay with being alone. And I think that's one of the most important lessons in life, is to remember that in the end, it's really just you. And you have to learn to be okay with yourself and your company, and learn to fall in love with the little things about you. Learn to fall in love with the little things about you. And like I said, I know it probably feels really lonely right now, letting go of that situation or that person, but in the end comes abundance and growth and beauty and so many more great things. Like I said, I feel as if it all comes down to perception, you know. Obviously this situation hurt me. Obviously I'm very pained by this. But in the end, you need to figure out ways that you can grow through the trials and the tribulations. And really just feed into yourself, because that's what's most important, is your self-love. And I've said it many times and I'll say it again. I don't know if people are truly capable of loving someone else when they don't love themselves. And a lot of people will try to debunk that and say that that's not true, or, you know, that's not always the situation. I think it is. I think it really is. I think to be able to love someone, flaws and all, you know, you really need to reciprocate that back to yourself. And which is crazy, because next episode, my next segment is going to be about reciprocated energy. And I cannot wait to get into that with you guys. I'm very excited. But, like I was saying, sometimes letting go is what's best for all parties, for the sake of our mental health, growth, and happiness. And I hope I helped you guys see the good in it a little bit more. All I'm gonna say is, be patient with yourself and your emotions, okay? Everybody heals in different ways. Some heal faster than others. Do what is best for you. We deserve to be free of our negative thoughts and sad emotions. I just want to remind you that you're loved, and I'm so proud of you for your growth. And remember that you're blessed, and to be grateful for the things that you do have. And I really hope you tune in next week for my next episode, Monday at 8 p.m., Reciprocated Energy. Always remember that self-love is the best love, and to be kind to yourself and to those around you, because you never know what other people are going through. All right. I love you guys. See you next segment. Bye-bye.